Colonel Beaver, Reel 7.
SOE was thus often accused of being in favor of the communist elements of resistance movements. Whereas it became progressively clearer that in each country, particularly in northern Yugoslavia, the pro-communist partisans were the real force in resistance. Friction involved attacks on the independence of SOE and one particular episode in August 1943 when SOE brought out of Greece to Cairo the leaders of both ELAS, ELAS, and EDES, EDES, resulted in an explosion. Stop. The SOE leader in Greece, who was a member of this delegation was forbidden by GHQ Middle East to return to Greece and shortly afterwards left SOE. Serious questions were raised both in Cairo and in London of the possibility of SOE continuing to be an organization with a measure of independence and there was strong pressure by GHQ Middle East that they should take over responsibility for resistance movements in the Balkans. This led to a difference of opinion between Hambro as chief of SOE and Lord Selborne as the responsible minister, and Hambro, who was already overloaded with other responsibilities, resigned from SOE. This was after I had ceased to be his assistant, and before I went out to Cairo. The result was that Gubbins succeeded Hambro as chief, and he went straight out to Cairo to discuss the whole position with the CNC General Maitland Wilson, who had always been critical of SOE.
Did you go yourself?
No, not then. In an attempt to achieve a more peaceful relation in the Balkans and Cairo, they agreed that the new head of SOE Cairo, then named Force 133, should be General W. A. M. Stowell, Stawell, whom I had met once when he was War Office DDMIO, Deputy Director of Military Operations. Who was considered by Maitland Wilson as a more conventional and reliable head of SOE than his predecessor, Sawes.
How did you and your colleagues in SOE react to Hambro's resignation and Gubbins taking over?
Yes, it's a good point. As regards the reaction within the SOE, I would say that the general picture was that those in a central position who knew how strong the pressure had been by other departments and the service ministries to reduce SOE to a section of the War Office. Welcomed this solution as an acceptable setup. Those, on the other hand, at a lower level, who did not know how near SOE had been to lose its independence, were inclined to resent it. As regards myself, I had known Hambro before the war and had worked closely with him as his assistant, whereas I did not know Gubbins before we both joined SOE in November 1940, and I had not worked at all closely with him in SOE. On the other hand, I had always deplored privately, as many others did, the attempt by Charles Hambro, good man as he was, to retain these outside jobs when he had more than a whole-time job in being CD. In retrospect, I'm sure that it was the right decision. And of course, with the war with the war in the war now moving in favor of the Allies, and the virtual certainty of an Allied victory, and above all, with greater experience on behalf of all concerned in SOE, whether at home or in the field,